Mark Xavier LeBlanc is back this week with a look at Luc Tardif, a singer originally from Quebec, now in Nova Scotia, with a connection to Bathurst. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Paul.
Tell us about Luc Tardif.
Well, Luc Tardif is a singer-songwriter and a man who lives for his passion for music, culture, and the arts. He was born in Sept-Îles, Quebec, and raised in Port-Cartier. He now resides in the beautiful, picturesque area of Petite Cook in Nova Scotia, which is about 3 hours southwest of Halifax in Digby County, just between Yarmouth and Digby, an area which is famous for its delicious scallops. He started making music when he was about 18 years old, which was about in 1994. His mom is an Acadian from Bathurst, and his father is from a little village close from to Amqui, Quebec. His parents weren't really into music and the arts or culture at all. It's actually one of his childhood friends who really turned him on to the arts, and he was inspired by him. He actually wanted to be a cartoonist at one point in his early life. He studied visual arts at the Cégep de Sept-Îles and went to school at l'Université Laval, got his bachelor's degree in fine arts in 1999, and studied video and painting. He also dabbled in theater and dance in his younger years. But it's in 1999 when he came to work for a five-week course as a counselor for a French immersion camp at l'Université Sainte-Anne in Pointe-de-l'Église, Nova Scotia. He fell in love with the place, and he's lived there ever since. But music is really still a hobby for him. He actually worked for 12 years as le directeur socioculturel de l'Université Sainte-Anne, which is the only other French university on the East Coast besides l'Université de Moncton. And now he just took on a new job as recruteur international pour l'Université Sainte-Anne, as an international recruiter. But in 2005, he released his first album, called Kilogram, Reason, Sex, Taekwondo, et Amour. Bizarre name, but
it certainly is.
Pretty funny album. And he's just released his second opus called Et sans aucune raison apparente.
What's his music like?
Well, he was inspired by artists such as Daniel Bélanger, and for people who know his music, he holds his music in really high regards. And early on, he was kind of inspired by bands like Pearl Jam, and more recently Dan Mangan and Damien Rice, really great singer-songwriters. And he strives to write melodies that create an emotional connection with people. And most of his songs have a witty lyrical content, and he's really a master at word plays. He often inspired by what surrounds him, but he's also the kind of person that builds musical worlds with his life experiences, travels, and his day-to-day lives. He makes intelligent pop, rock, folk music.
And describe his recent album.
The album is called Et sans aucune raison apparente. It's a beautiful, witty, catchy, melodic album, all recorded with real instruments. It was recorded mostly in Montreal with his friend Jérôme Herbert, a studio called Studio 1827 in Montreal. Other parts were recorded in Beauce, Quebec, and even a couple of things were recorded here in Moncton. But nothing was recorded in Nova Scotia. He wanted to kind of detach himself to record this album. But it features a multitude of instruments: guitar, bass, drums, banjo, saxophone, violin, alto, cello, Fender Rhodes, piano, electric keyboards, harmonica, and a little bit of programming and guitar effects. He was surrounded by a stellar team of players, people like Amélie, a pop singer from Quebec, and Marianne Houle from the band, a really great band that I'm probably going to spotlight very soon, called Mono Grenade, who added some cello, and Jérôme Hébert and Steve Caron, who have both played with such acts as Alexandre Desilets, Pierre Lapointe, and Radio Radio. So it was a really great little album.
What does he write about?
Well, Luc Tardif's songs are for the most part, very personal. The album really reflects his broad sense of who he is as a person. Most of the time, his message is through the lighter side of life, but his subject matters go deeper than that. He goes from the lighter whimsical subject matters to the more personal, emotional side of things. It's an album chock full of songs like one of his songs called A La Verticale that was written on one of his many worldwide trips. This one was written in Rabat, Morocco. It's about a beautiful, specific moment where cultures clashed to make a perfect context for a fun song. Or, you know, you have the other side of the metal song spectrum, which is more emotionally driven songs like C'était sa vie, which is a song about his grandfather who had a rough life with alcohol. So all of his songs have a sort of common human thread that makes for a great listen.
Is he out on tour?
Well, he's not really on tour, but he's doing a little small radio tour, not performing, but actually just doing media and promotion and talking about his album. He's going to be quite busy with his new full-time job as international recruiter for l'Université Saint-Anne. So for anyone who is looking to learn French, they have a really awesome French immersion program at l'Université Saint-Anne. So reach out to Luc Tardif. He's a great person who really is passionate about sharing his love of francophone culture, music, and the arts.
Okay, what are we going to hear?
One of his songs called Chez Moi. It's a song about how L'Acadie has become his home, but without saying L'Acadie or using other Acadian cliches or even naming, you know, where he's from. It has a broader appeal. The song is really also a crowd pleaser at his shows. It's a nice little folk song about how sometimes he has the urge to leave to travel. He loves traveling. He always comes back to the East Coast saying, this is my home, or as his song says, c'est chez moi.
Don't we all? Thanks a lot. We'll give it a listen and talk to you again.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Si mon terrain te fait envie aujourd'hui, c'est un peu drôle, car fut un temps où moi aussi j'eus envie tenir mon rôle. Si j'avais le sang qui bouillait moi, je serais probablement resté dans mon petit coin de pays. Je connais pas la chaleur du tien, mais je sais qu'il peut refroidir quand on est loin d'ici. C'est chez moi, même si j'avoue quelquefois j'ai des doutes. Oui, c'est chez moi, même si j'avoue quelquefois j'ai envie de reprendre la route.
That's Luc Tardif and Chez Moi. Marc Xavier Leblanc joins us most Tuesday afternoons at this time to talk about French music in the region and beyond.